meditation. October 7 patient, Amy, A-I-M-A-E, York, Y-O-R-K, date of birth 3/29/1972. Amy York was seen at the office for evaluation of nodular goiter, pre-paragraph. She was found to have a nodular goiter on a recent ultrasound, which showed a 2.1 centimeter nodule in the left lobe. Which was designated TI-RADS, RADS-4, period, paragraph. She denied palpitations or other symptoms suggestive of hyperthyroidism and has issues with weight control, period, paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise unremarkable, apart from C-sections times 2 and an ovarian cyst, period, paragraph. Family history is significant for an aunt having Graves' disease, period, paragraph. Social history, colon, she works as a paralegal. Emma does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol, paragraph. Currently, she's on no medication, paragraph. General review was unremarkable apart from a history of 2 years postmenopausal and some menopausal symptoms affecting sleep, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 130 over 82, common weight, 210 pounds. The BMI is 35.1, period, the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was borderline in size and was thought to be firm in consistency with no neck lymphadenopathy. Appeared the heart and the northern lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph. Repeat thyroid function tests show normal free T3 at 3.4, comma, free T4 0.82, and partial suppression of TSH 0.16, period. TSI and TPO antibody tests were both negative. Period. Paragraph. Final aspiration biopsy of the left thyroid nodule has shown features consistent with a benign follicular nodule. Paragraph. Impression. Uninodular goiter with benign follicular nodular changes on biopsy and mild autonomous thyroid function without overt hyperthyroidism. Paragraph. At this point, comma, I've recommended observation and a follow-up visit in 6 months. Next patient, Barbara G. Hand, H-A-N-D hyphen Parack, P-A-R-R-A-C-K, date of birth 3/15/1960. Barbara Hand hyphen Parack was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism. Paragraph. She gives a history of. She gives a 20-year history of hypothyroidism and has been treated with Armour thyroid in a dosage of 60 milligrams daily per paragraph. Her main complaints are sweating episodes occurring at night and lasting for a very variable period of time and relieved by sitting out of bed or removing the bedclothes, period, paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for anxiety, per paragraph. Surgical history, colon, hysterectomy for prolapsed uterus and bladder 2 years ago, per paragraph. Family history is positive for hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, she works in an office setting for a construction equipment company, period. She does not smoke and rarely drinks, and occasionally drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, colon, Armour thyroid, 60 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review, it's unremarkable apart from weight gain of about 20 pounds and foot pain, possibly secondary to plantar fasciitis, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 132 over 84, common weight, 150 pounds, BMI is 35.8, per the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, but normal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck. The hearts and northern lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. Thyroid function tests were checked and show normal free T4 0.74, comma, free T3 at 2.9 PG per ml and TSH 0.88, per paragraph. Impression, hypothyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis with normal thyroid balance at this point, per paragraph. The sweating episodes are likely secondary to hyperhidrosis, and we discussed this in some detail, period. Paragraph, I've advised her in regards to calorie restraint, comma, exercise, and avoidance of salt and excessive water ingestion as a means towards possibly improving her weight control, paragraph. Follow-up visit in 1 year's time is all that's advised, paragraph. Next patient.